Black started to laugh, a horrible, mirthless laugh that filled the whole room.
"Voldemort, teach me tricks,"
he said. Pettigrew flinched as though Black had brandished a whip at him.
"What? Scared to hear your old master's name?"
said Black.
"I don't blame you, Peter. His lot aren't very happy with you, are they?"
"Don't know what you mean, Sirius,"
muttered Pettigrew, his breathing faster than ever. His whole face was shining with sweat now.
"You haven't been hiding from me for 12 years, said Black. "You've been hiding from Voldemort's old supporters. I heard things in Azkaban, Peter. They all think you're dead, or you'd have to answer to them. I've heard them screaming all sorts of things in their sleep. Sounds like they think the double-crosser double-crossed them. Voldemort went to the Potters on your information, and Voldemort met his downfall there. And not all Voldemort's supporters ended up in Azkaban, did they? There are still plenty out here, biding their time, pretending they've seen the error of their ways. If they ever got wind that you were still alive, Peter."
"Don't know what you're talking about,"
said Pettigrew again, more shrilly than ever. He wiped his face on his sleeve and looked up at Lupin.
"You don't believe this madness, Remus?"
"I must admit, Peter, I have difficulty in understanding why an innocent man would want to spend 12 years as a rat," said Lupin evenly.
"Innocent, but scared,"
squealed Pettigrew.
"If Voldemort's supporters were after me, it was because I put one of their best men in Azkaban, the spy, Sirius Black."
Black's face contorted.
"How dare you,"
he growled, sounding suddenly like the bear-sized dog he had been.
"I? A spy for Voldemort? When did I ever sneak around people who were stronger and more powerful than myself? But you, Peter, I'll never understand why I didn't see you were the spy from the start. You always liked big friends who'd look after you, didn't you? It used to be us, me and Remus and James."
Pettigrew wiped his face again. He was almost panting for breath.
"Me? A spy? Must be out of your mind. Never. Don't know how you can say such a..."
"Lily and James only made you secret keeper because I suggested it,"
Black hissed, so venomously that Pettigrew took a step backward.
"I thought it was the perfect plan. A bluff. Voldemort would be sure to come after me. Would never dream they'd use a weak, talentless thing like you. It must have been the finest moment of your miserable life, telling Voldemort you could hand him the Potters."